High school track coach lashes out after trans runner takes title, obviously a male running. By Warner Todd Houston on June 27, 2024. A high school girls track and field coach in Washington State is lashing out after his girls lost a title to a team with a transgender runner. Dean Virgillo, the coach of the Cedar Crest High School girls track and field team, spoke out after one of his girls lost the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association WIAA, state track and field meet to trans athlete Veronica Garcia in May. Coach Virgillo spoke out against the situation during an event hosted by the Independent Women's Forum. As a cross-country and track coach, everybody has a running style, Virgillo said, according to Fox News. It's kind of like your fingerprint, everybody runs a little bit differently. In this case, it was obviously a male running. Would you look at that? The thing that never happens happened again. Veronica Garcia, Donovan Brown, just won the Washington State Championship in the girls' 400 meters in total domination. In Washington and Oregon this past week, the fastest girl in each state has been a boy. pic.twitter.com/jbddl. Riley Gaines, at Riley_Gaines_, May 25, 2024. Virgillo added that his runner had actually set a school record but still lost to the trans athlete and that he and his girls had no idea that they were going to face a transgender runner. As a coach, I found out about it just through talking to other coaches from around the state, Virgillo explained. Then, in the girls 400-meter open race, the individual from our school that qualified only found out about an hour before. Virgillo also blasted the state education establishment. It's definitely going to be a bigger issue given that we'll know what's happening going into it. My biggest disappointment in this situation is how our state association, the WIA, didn't prepare us for what was coming, he said. We've had many coaches, through text, emails, or just verbally, state their displeasure with the situation. The state has passed education standards that allow transgender students to choose whatever gender category they want based on their chosen identity. However, there are no scientific or medical requirements placed on the athletes. For his part, trans runner Veronica Garcia, who won the girls' title with a 55.75 time, recently complained about being met with boos and opposition from other players and parents. I guess maybe I expected sportsmanship because I was cheering the rest of them on when they were called. So, I guess I expected to get that reciprocated. But I didn't get that, Garcia complained to the Spokesman Review. Garcia was also chagrined when he took the podium to receive his medal, and the crowd stopped clapping and cheering like they did for the girls who won other titles. On top of that, at least one person in the crowd yelled, "He's not a girl. I'm just a teenager." I wish people would remember that, he added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.